Is it ever socially acceptable to double dip? I say yes!
Helpful life tips. And then there's Miss Monica. Maybe helping one person. It's time for Thang Hacks on K92.
This is an ingenious Thang Hack. I'm telling you. You can now double dip.
I'm intrigued.
Now, if you think it's the way where some gross person comes to your house and sticks a chip in your dip.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking.
Takes a bite and then sticks that chip back in. That's the, no.
That's
not it. Yep.
Okay.
That was forever unacceptable.
Okay.
Let me ask you this about that before I get into my two dip method here.
Can you fight them?
Hmm?
Well, you said, can you fight someone?
Can you fight them? No, that was.
I don't think that was a question, Monica.
Oh. Please stop trying to read my mind. If I have, let's say I have a very large tortilla chip. It's a nice triangle, man. It's a good, strong triangle. And I dip it in to a nacho cheese dip or something.
Okay.
And I have it on that one triangle. And I take a bite of that triangle, and one side of that triangle is missing. But I have two pointy ends of a triangle that have not touched dip in any way, nor have they touched my mouth. Can I pivot the chip and dip one of those triangles in? No?
Mm-mm. I say yes.
Okay, because I would think that would be acceptable.
I say yes.
No.
Why no?
No, because your hands already touch all over the
No,
chip.
I'm holding it, pinkies up.
No.
Like, all right. What do you think? I'm holding it with fist?
How about this example?
People start having drinks.
It's a long, like, cheese stick, mozzarella stick.
Right.
And you're holding it in the middle, and you dip the bottom part, you bite into it.
And then you dip the other side.
You dip the other
like
side.
Like if you got fried cheese.
I say yes.
Why can't you just put some sauce on your plate? And just dip away.
Because that's dumb.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you why. Because when you put the sauce on the plate, now that you've taken it out of the dipping vessel, it doesn't have the same holdability.
Is that consistency?
It slides down your plate too quickly, so you can't get a good scoop. And because you've taken it away from its full thing of dip, it immediately starts getting cold. So now you're putting cold sauce on your cheese, and nobody needs that either. So that is why.
Zach makes a good point. He makes a very good point.
Y'all are some double dippers.
You're just
you're a judger. No, that's a single dip. Mm-hmm. It's not a double dip. It's a single dip.
That's a two-sided dip.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, excuse.
Okay, so if you're having a Super Bowl party and you're going to make some sort of dip, a lot of times what people do is they put it in a crock pot, which is a great idea. Keeps it warm and everything. But for the most part, we all own that same crock pot, that big one. And you think, my God, I don't need this whole thing of dip. But I don't want to run out and buy a smaller crock pot either. And I would like to have multiple dips. So what do? Friends, I don't know how I never thought of this, but I saw it on the internet. Heat two dips at once in the same crock pot. So you go buy those crock pot bags.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And in the middle, between the two, in the crock pot, you make sort of an aluminum foil wall. Between the two, and then you put one bag on one side, one bag on the other side. Those bags don't touch, and you can do two different dips in the same crock pot.
Ooh, that makes me nervous, though.
Why? Because it's going to tempt people to double dip?
Exactly.
Do one of each?
Yep, they're right there beside each other. It looks good, though. It's a great idea.
I did think about that.
It's a great idea. That's the only thing.
I do like that. Okay, well, when I think about the Super Bowl, I think about food, beer.
Okay.
People are loud. The game is on.
Finally got to it. All right.
Lots of big guys. Oh, yo, I'm hungry.
Oh, my God.
You know? Because Jarrett's friends, everybody's super tall to me. It feels like they just tower and
that's because
really
you're
hungry.
Short, okay? Just so you know.
Everybody's super tall to you.
Just feels that way. I'm like, oh, my gosh. And everyone's just everywhere. Okay.
You just picture all these men crowded around big, huge shoulders.
Lots of arms swinging.
Must eat.
Yeah, well, if you're having a Super Bowl party and you have a bunch of big burly guys and people hanging over.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, well, I don't want them to destroy my bathroom after eating all those wings. Check this.
Okay.
I was thinking about this.
Obviously.
This is what you need to do. You need to rent a porta-john. But hold on.
Okay.
Because you must have a garage. Or at least you can use your back door. Yeah, you could do that. You need a garage. Pull that porta-john. Just pull it over to your the door that leads from the house.
To the garage.
And open the door to the porta-john. Tell the people that the bathroom's downstairs. Open the door.
And it's just right
there.
And
it's just the porta-john. So they walk right into it. No worries.
Antoine, what's amazing is as she started talking, I said, you know what she's going to say? She's going to say, like, rent a porta-john and put it in your house or something ridiculous like that.
But technically, it's not really in your house, but it is. And they open the door. They shut the door. It's,
So you're going to, what you're saying is push the porta-john all the way up to the door.
Yes.
Yes.
And
so when they open the door to the garage, they just walk into a porta-john. Okay. They think that it's a bathroom.
They think that it's a bathroom.
How many?
Put a nice little flower in there or something.
How many of your friends or people that you know, don't have to be your friends, cannot tell the difference between a real bathroom and a port-a-john. You know,
after how many drinks?
Antoine.
It better be all of them.
Antoine, I'm glad you asked it that way, because what I was about to ask was, how stupid are your friends?
No, it's all in the phrasing. All in the phrasing.